This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Lumigo. If you've built anything from serverless, you know that if there's one thing that can be said universally about these applications, it's that it turns every outage into a murder mystery. Lumigo helps make sense of all of the various functions that wind up tying together to build applications. It offers one-click distributed tracing so you can effortlessly find and fix issues in your serverless and microservices environment. You've created more problems for yourself. Make one of them go away. To learn more, visit lumigo.io.
Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and as I just finished telling you, this is the AWS Morning Brief. Bit of a fun surprise this week, I'll be guest hosting the Software Engineering Daily podcast every day, in which I will pick a different cloud provider, have a guest on, and go for a dive into that cloud provider for a veritable tour of the clouds. Check it out at the Software Engineering Daily podcast as I talk to cloud providers and about cloud providers, some of which you may expect me to, and others you'd be surprised to learn that I know exist. Now, what happened last week in AWS? Glad you asked. Let's dive in. Amazon CloudWatch adds control plane API usage metrics across AWS services. Does this also tie API metrics to cost? Don't be ridiculous. No good whatsoever would come from doing that. Amazon EKS pods running on AWS Fargate now support custom security groups. Another day, another wait, you mean it didn't do this previously? Feature enhancement. Amazon Neptune simplifies in-console experience to help customers get started faster, and yet it still neglects to effectively explain what in creation a graph database is, why you would want one, or to whom the service might possibly apply. Amazon Workspace's Cost Optimizer version 2.3 adds support for existing VPCs and improves billing accuracy and reporting. Instead of fixing workspaces to automatically convert to whichever pricing favors the customer, a different team strings together some nonsense that apparently requires continual tweaking. Announcing global clusters for Amazon DocumentDB with MongoDB compatibility. This thing feels more and more like it's a shim on top of DynamoDB all the time. AWS Lambda extensions are now generally available in all commercial regions. It's now way easier to add third parties with dubious value propositions to your Lambda applications. AWS Systems Manager Session Manager plugin for the AWS CLI is now open source. Ooh, this lets the CLI act as a Systems Manager Session Manager Connection Manager. AWS Transit Gateway updates service level agreements to 99.99%. That's four nines. Steadily increasing SLAs are a good indicator that internal engineering work has paid off to stabilize things a bit. New digital course. Improve code quality with Amazon Code Guru Reviewer. Look, I know I take a lot of cheap shots at AWS marketing, so let me take the high road for a second. This is a perfect example of a lost opportunity. Instead of positioning Code Guru as a code review tool that tells you you're doing it wrong, it could have instead been positioned as a learn to code more effectively by getting contextual inputs relevant to what you're working on. But no, AWS instead chose to sell this service as a ham-fisted attempt to chip away at software engineers' jobs and then wonder why people are down on the product. Amazon Location Service is now generally available with new routing and satellite imagery capabilities. This service may have the most complicated pricing model that I've ever seen, a giant raft of licensing restrictions since it would seem that AWS and their providers are both terrified of competition. It is still somehow a better deal than the Google Maps API.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like HubSpot, Klarna, Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Introducing the newest AWS heroes for June 2021. It's time once again for the rest of us to sit on the curb and clap as they go by. Setting up AWS Lambda with an Apache Kafka cluster within a VPC. It's Kafka and a Lambda function. How complicated could it be? Oh no, AWS wrote a blog post on how to do it. You guessed it, it's super complicated. Using EC2 Serial Console to access the grub menu and recover from boot failures. This is the feature I wanted in 2015, routed around entirely, and no longer give enough of a toss about to implement in anything today. Way too late, AWS. Reinventing automotive sales with AWS. TrueCar as re-implemented badly by AWS is how I read this one. Use Amazon Translate in Amazon SageMaker notebooks. You can now do machine learning for sentiment analysis, always a fraught endeavor, in languages for which you lack understanding, context, and nuance. Well, what are you waiting for? Your $20 million seed round awaits you. Automate detecting geo-IP location of client VPN users using Lambda function. Writing out your colleagues so they can have their pay reduced based upon their location as mandated by your Delaware Incorporated employer has never been easier. And lastly, integrating network connectivity testing with infrastructure deployment. This is an innovative use of state machines to invoke the VPC reachability analyzer on a whole bunch of routes every time a deployment is done. Note that each analyzer run costs you 10 cents. Further note that this is the best state money printing machine since the U.S. Mint. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Make good choices.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.